This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The scandal surrounding Governor Robert Bentley took a new turn this week when a legislator filed articles of impeachment against him. Bentley's been under fire since allegations of an affair with his former chief advisor surfaced last month. But that's not all happening in Montgomery. As the 2016 legislative session moves into its final days, Don Daly says lawmakers have a lot on their plates. He hosts Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television and tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley what's next for the legislature and the governor.
Representative Ed Henry of Hartselle, who introduced the articles of impeachment, said on Thursday that he was still pressing forward, but he was also working on a separate resolution that would set up a legislative commission to vet the charges that he outlined in the articles of impeachment, things like incompetence and moral turpitude and corruption in office. That commission is seen as vital by a lot of lawmakers in moving this process along. So because Representative Henry is still working on that separate resolution dealing with the commission, it sort of stalled the process a little bit, but he says he's still pressing forward. He also said on Thursday, Representative Henry did, that he wasn't sure whether or not there would be enough time to vote on impeachment before the legislative session ends. There are only 10 legislative days left now, and that is seen widely as not enough time to get this entire process through, although Representative Henry says he will continue to press forward.
What was the reaction after Henry filed this?
Lawmakers that we've talked to are still fairly divided over the articles of impeachment. Some very strongly support them. Others are saying that they think it's a little early. It's premature to be pushing this, especially since there are no charges of criminal wrongdoing against the governor right now.
Also this week, lawmakers overrode Governor Bentley's veto of the state's $1.8 billion spending plan, the general fund budget. On Wednesday, Governor Bentley held a press conference. He said Alabama was in for some very painful and tough cuts to Medicaid. What did Bentley say?
Yes, Governor Bentley was joined on Wednesday by Medicaid Commissioner Stephanie Azar, and they sort of painted a picture of worst-case scenario, what cutting $85 million out of the Medicaid budget would look like. There was a laundry list of things that could be cut, but key among them, the outline things, was eliminating prescriptions for adults under Medicaid, something that Commissioner Azar said could save $50 to $60 million. Now, that's a fairly significant cut there. Commissioner Azar said that by law they would have to retain the prescription program for children under Alabama's Medicaid program, but one of the things they were looking at cutting was the prescription program for adults. Governor Bentley has said that we need to paint this picture to show lawmakers and the public what could be coming under these cuts. And there's also the possibility still lingering out there over whether Governor Bentley might call a special session to deal with this.
Well, the legislature did override Bentley's veto, but there was talk that Governor Bentley could call for a special session dealing with Medicaid. Is there still an appetite for something like that?
Well, it seems that whatever appetite there was might be diminishing somewhat, and the governor is even backpedaling that this week when he held his press conference on Wednesday. He was asked specifically about the prospects of him calling a special session, and he said that it was still a possibility, but he didn't seem to really be moving in that direction. He said now that we have a budget in place, we have some realities to face. One reporter in the audience ask him, so are you backing off? And the governor responded by saying, yes, I am backing off of that for now. I'm still leaving it on the table as a possibility. But many viewed what the governor said this week about the special session as meaning that it's less likely now that he might call one.
Well, let's end this week on, I guess, what counts for a positive note in Alabama politics and the legislature nowadays. On Thursday, the Senate approved the establishing of an innocence commission that would review some death penalty cases. So tell me more about what they passed on Thursday.
Indeed, it's Senator Dick Brubaker's bill. And what he wants to do is set up this group that would review death penalty cases before people are executed. He said it's been proven time and again across the country that sometimes innocent people are put to death, and he wants to make sure that that doesn't happen in Alabama moving forward. So this commission would review key evidence in death penalty cases, and if there is solid information to cast doubt on carrying forward with an execution, then they would not move forward on those. Now, he did point out today that it has to be more than just reasonable doubt. It would have to be very substantial evidence to cancel or delay an execution. But his bill was widely applauded in the legislature by both sides of the aisle. There were several Democrats who stepped up to the podium on Thursday and thanked Senator Brubaker for bringing this legislation forward. One important caveat was that there is not a moratorium on executions in this bill. Originally, there was talk that Senator Brubaker would put a one-year moratorium on executions in the state while this commission was being set up, but the bill that ended up passing did not include that moratorium.
That's Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television, speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley. You can hear from Don each Friday during the legislative session.